tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
That's exactly where you're at, Maranatha Drive. At this point in time, we are focusing on wrapping up our discussion. We've been looking at lifestyle, and the doctor is focusing, Dr. Tolagbe, will be focusing on age, right? Last week, remember, we covered the idea of old age and the senior years, right? Today, we're looking at middle age. What does that mean? Where do you find that concept? And we want to be just engaging with you as well, as we invite you to talk to us, +27 734703520. That's where you can get in touch with us. Some would say, is age nothing but a number? You know, with the right choices, in actual fact, it can be. And this series of discussions that we've been having advocate for that fact. Middle age has often been used to account for everything from surprising midlife changes to out of character choices and purchases, right? Is that supposed to be the norm, though? That's what we're going to be finding out with Dr. Atulagbe, who joins us now on the line. Doc, good afternoon to you, and welcome back. Compliments.
Good afternoon, Derek. Compliments of the season.
Trusting that we find you well.
Oh, absolutely. I praise the Lord. I am well.
Ah, we praise him for
How
that.
How about you?
No, we're doing all right. The Lord is keeping us. He is still very much faithful, even in this 2024.
Good. Welcome to the new year.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Doc, as we jump into our conversation for today, we're talking the middle age. You know, when you search middle age on the internet, sometimes it throws you to middle ages, back in the 1400s, 1500s, and you're like, okay, I don't think this is the age that the doctor is going to be talking about. what is the middle age we're having a conversation about this afternoon?
Well, it's very interesting when we jump into the internet, the type of things that we find there. But no, that's not the middle age that I want to talk about today. Mm-hmm. It's the season of years, the phases of life, the different health patterns, the different characteristics and the challenges and the blessings and the joy of different phases in life. And it's just appropriate that this is the time we say season's greetings. I mentioned that one last week. And then this week, we are still in the season. People are still saying compliments of the season. Well, this time in our years, the middle age is a transition between youth and a old age, senior years.
Okay.
Well, we looked at the senior years the other time we talked, but this time is the time between about the ages 35 or 40 to 60 or 65. There is no arbitrary clean line that can define middle adulthood. But this time, we have a very good idea because there are some definite characteristics that show up and we can't deny it. And that is the evidence that we are growing old. Not everybody will like to grow old because there are some things associated with youth. Well, we all love it, but you know what? Whether we like it or not, we cannot stay at that time because time is moving on.
True.
Therefore, we get into this phase if we are still alive, praise the Lord. And there are some things that do happen at this time that if we know them ahead of time, they are good, we prepare for them. And if we are right in the middle of it, we can still change things around for the better. We don't need to stay in the dark side of any event.
Okay.
And that's the reason I believe that we are talking about these things. What are the health implications of living and getting to the phase of life referred to as middle age, the age between usually 40 to 60 years of age? There are some things that do happen at this time. And one, many people are just getting married about the age of 40, which I think it is good. That's a personal opinion.
Okay.
Some are getting divorced. Some are remarrying. There may be death of a spouse or a partner. Some are having their children just starting off for the first time. Some are rounding up. And others are getting ready for retirement. But then when you look at the age at 40, you find that you may begin to open the newspaper or the book and you are trying to adjust how to read very well. That is when you know significantly that something is going wrong. My eyes are not seeing as they used, as they used to before.
Yeah.
Right. And so you might be needing a pair of glasses. That's one of the signs you know somebody is in the middle field. That, yeah, he's just taking on wearing a pair of glasses. Okay. Definitely, he's getting that middle age. And for some, even hearing loss may happen. But generally, it's just that there are some opportunities that you don't have again.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to choose to make the best of what you have. Because definitely there are changes that will be happening. Okay. And there's nothing one can... You have whole time back. That is just the thing about it. So, yes, some people still grow a little taller within 5 years of even this time.
Okay.
But then health problems, this is when they begin to show up.
Mm.
Heart muscles begin to get weaker. And, of course, it depends on our lifestyle. We must never, never forget that.
True.
I like this saying in my training that says that we talk about what happens genetically, and the saying goes like something like, well, genes load the gun, but lifestyle pulls the trigger. So the genetical factors may be there, but it is lifestyle that definitely will make it manifest or not manifest.
Okay.
So if my parents are likely, or like my parents, both had high blood pressure, both of them had heart problems. Now, so I'm liable. If I go to the doctor's office and they take all my bowel and everything, then they ask vital signs, then they ask questions, history, and I have there that my parents had high blood pressure, heart disease, mm-hmm. then I'm a likely candidate for heart disease.
Okay.
But then if I choose to change my lifestyle, don't eat what my mother cooked, the way she taught me to cook, the way she fed my father, the way she ate, and then I choose, no, I'm not eating that way. Absolutely, the probability that I will come down with the genetic tendencies that they had will be reduced.
Okay.
So lifestyle is an important factor when we get to middle age, middle adulthood. Whatever lifestyle we have adopted will determine whether we are going to begin to gain weight. Well, the graying hair will happen nonetheless, but am I going to have significant wrinkles, age spots, muscle loss? All this will depend on my lifestyle. But you know what? We are all guilty. We have been eating wrong things. We have not taken the time to eat what we know we should eat.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
instance, my children will tell me when they open the refrigerator, they will say, this is for mommy and this is for us.
Oh, okay.
And what are they trying to put? That mommy is the one that is no more eating this one. Oh, she's not eating all that. She's not eating this. Well, we can still indulge ourselves. So we go on and indulge ourselves until we get into middle age.
Nice.
Then the result of our indulgence will start showing up. But if we choose not to indulge ourselves in the wrong things, especially when we know, then middle adulthood will just be like the years of our youth.
Okay.
So our vision will be better. Our hearing will be keen and sharp. We will not gain all those middle age spread.
Okay.
You know, the middle age spread, when the body just starts, instead of getting taller as we were doing in youth, we now start getting wider.
Oh, we still grow, but we're changing direction.
Exactly. We're changing direction. But nevertheless, the brain of the middle adult is still acting very, very well. The plasticity and rewiring itself still happen.
Mm-hmm.
There is improved cognitive functioning. There, of course, that is if we are not drinking alcohol or taking excess of everything and we are exercising, then the brain continues to work very well. Emotionally, the middle-aged brain is calmer, it's less neurotic, is more capable of managing emotions and better able to negotiate social situations. That's what the literature is telling us. And I believe this to be very true because I have peers in that middle age. Mm-hmm. Well, I've passed middle age last week. So
you're now in the senior years.
I'm in the senior years now. Mm. So I thank God because when I look at my peers, I can see the difference between those of us who have chosen to adopt a strict lifestyle and those who have chosen to just be careless, let me use that word with a lot of pardon, true, and just do as you choose, as you like, eat as you like, and not take some care in adjusting some very important things. This is the time it starts showing up very quickly. In fact, yesterday I was speaking with a gentleman who was he was talking to me about the death of his mother-in-law, he told me, this is the age that my mother-in-law died, and that's the same age I am. And then I told him, my father died at that same age too. And within a short time, I spoke with two other persons. I had several persons who died at about just the beginning of senior age. About 65 or thereabout. And you know, that can help me to compare. This is not, of course, an empirical research, but at least observation to show that for those who lived with a lot of care, exercising, that is, they are still involved in physical work, they are not sitting down in the couch and just eating and relaxing and on a bench and leave all the work to others to do, but they are still physically involved. Their mind, their spirit, their hands are still involved. They live longer. Because my mother lived to about the age of 80 something. Wow. Let me allow you to talk.
Wow, no, that's amazing. And what do they say? Youth is wasted on the young, right? they don't understand that. No. You need to take care of this. It's not like a non-perishable commodity. Our bodies, if you don't treat it right, it will come back. The chickens will come to roost. And sadly, in Shona, we have a saying that says "Chisi achieri musiwacharimwa." Basically saying, when you work, the concept is basically like saying, when you work on the Sabbath, the effects are not felt the day you work on this day you're not supposed to work. It will come only later on. And so just like in the youth, you don't abuse the body in the youth and then next year or next week you start feeling pains. It will start kicking in those middle age years. Doc, I wanted to say, maybe as we draw towards the closing, there are some things that sometimes happen in the middle age, these decisions that start shock people like, oh, okay, and what has just happened? People go out and they buy things that they're like, wait a minute, those type of clothes, that's not what you were kind of wearing. That's not your dress style. Now you're wearing shorter skirts, you're wearing tighter jeans, and you're like, what's going on with the elder now when they reach this age, or they just sell their family car and they buy this sports car? And you're like, okay, that's a 20-year-old car. Why are you in that car? Is this mental? Is this part of health? Or is it just other something else that's about psychological to middle ages?
I think it's everything.
Oh, okay.
For some, they are refusing to embrace aging. So it's mental. It's a mental health issue. They are refusing to embrace aging rather than embrace that, look, I am in this phase of life at this time and that things are changing. In order to refuse it, in order to deny it, is a denial type of attitude to things. And so they would then choose to go on and we call it being fixated somewhat in psychology.
Okay.
But
okay.
It does not help because it's not healthy. And you find, I mean, when you get to the point when you are supposed to be an instructor, a life changer for many in the example, in teaching, in embracing the fact of life so that you can guide those who are behind you. And then you go back to be younger than them. It does not give the right information that the young one can embrace. And so they are at a loss and they are wondering whether old age is worth getting into. And they are afraid. And so they too will start misbehaving. So I would say from experience as a psychologist also for many years, that is what I did, that it's a psychological problem. It's a denial type of attitude to life. But why we are doing all this is to understand that there are phases in life and there are blessings attached to every period, and that every period of life is important. As long as we do our very best to keep good health, because what you eat when you are young is the same material of food that you eat when you are older. The simple admonition is when you get older, eat less. Because you don't have that vital force to break down everything. A lot of food. And don't eat late at night so that you can have a very good sleep at night, because you're not going to digest that food as fast as you could when you were younger. So the message is accept the period that you are and do your best with the help of God to live your life to the fullest. Because when we choose to live our life moment by moment to the fullest by the grace of God, we are able to live to the longest, actually, because we'll be in good health. And we are able to fulfill our purpose for which God made each of us. And we are quite different. And we have individual purpose to which God has assigned for each of us to fulfill. So contentment and submission to the will of God in our heart, in our life, will help us to cope with challenges of life. There ain't anyone that will not have a challenge. It's just not possible. We have been born into a world of sin. And until this world is removed, renewed, and a new one starts, we must face challenges of this sinful world. But we will live through it with total submission to God, and giving, surrendering our hearts to Him, and then accepting what the Lord allows to happen in our life, and doing the best from what we know we should do.
Amen. Amen. Doc, thank you so much. Any wrapping up remarks as we close off our series for this holiday session, looking at this age matter, middle age, senior years? What would you want to say to the listeners as they go into 2024?
Yes, 2024, I will say, don't forget to take care of yourself.
Oh, yes.
Self-care is very enough. Many times, especially in this middle age that we are talking about, we often are torn between taking care of the aged and taking care of the young and taking care of the spouse, especially for the women. We are in between all of these, and we forget to take care of ourselves. So I would say, please don't ignore yourself. Take care of your health. Eat very well. Sleep at the right time, that is 2 or 3 hours before midnight. Drink enough water. 3 liters a day is good. About that, 2.5 to 3 liters. Don't forget to do that. Because the Bible says in 1 John verse 2, he says, he wishes above all things that we be in health, even as our soul prospers. So that is what I would say.
Amen. And thank you so much for that. We really appreciate you, Doc, and all the best for the year and for the senior years as well, as you approach them with grace.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Tolagbe, joining us as we were talking matters of health and importance thereof. And the gist is not just a discussion about the age, to say this is what will happen, but more so take care of yourself. Yes, if you're younger, then be prepared for that age group and start preparing for it now. But even if it finds you now, you can still do something about the age that you're being found in as you go on a daily basis.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.